Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade. We are going right around the country. And Maxo, he is continuing to carve out a name for himself in the Australian folk scene. He's got a brand new single out for 2020. It's called All My Love, and we're catching up with him tonight. Maxo, thanks for coming on Ozmade.
Hey, Matthew. Thanks for having me on the show.
No worries at all, mate. How's the start of your 2020 going?
Yeah, going not too bad so far. Like, we love having All My Love out at the moment, but yeah, just the other things in the world happen. It's a bit difficult, but we're getting through it.
Have you been affected by some of the cancellations with people not being able to get together for gigs and that?
Yeah, definitely. Especially the last week, ACT's in state of emergency in most of other places in Australia. So yeah, there's a lot of gigs getting cancelled. So it's pretty tough.
It's a crazy time, but at least we've got like the streaming world and social media online elements because people can still get to your music.
That's the best thing about like the online age that it is. So like everyone can still keep in contact with each other, I guess. And yeah, I'll definitely be posting a bit more and just getting more in touch that way.
Yeah, so All My Love, your brand new single, is absolutely rocking it for 2020. What was the inspiration behind getting this one out?
This one I wrote last year, and it came from, I've been traveling heaps the last couple of years, so like touring America and now the UK and a bit of Oz too. Yeah, the inspiration sort of came from like, because I'm absolutely loving that and that's like my big passion, but then like I'm also missing out on stuff back home, like your family, your friends, your doggos. So gets a bit of that homesickness in there. Yeah, all about love really, and there's so many different types and it's a compromise of it.
Now, was kind of the folky scene always been the way that your music has been directed, or was it something you fell into?
Yeah, it's sort of like I've always loved writing stories really, and I guess the folk scene's biggest sort of story writing genre there is. I sort of fell into it a bit because like I had the acoustic guitar and just the way I started writing and playing, that's how it came out. Moving a bit towards more poppy stuff coming up, and like it's still got that pop vibes in it, and also like love other folk bands, just the story writers, like the script, they're a huge influence on me. So I guess it came from there too.
And have you always played instruments yourself as well?
Yeah, since when I was 10, my mum finally caved in and got me a guitar for Christmas. So like, it took a couple of years, but so just kept playing the guitar, and then as the music's evolving, I've started learning other instruments too. So like currently I can play a bit of the keys and like the bass and a bit of drums, so just want to learn everything really, and it just evolves, like you just evolve from it.
And have you still got that same guitar that you had your first one?
Yeah, I do. I gave it to my little sister and it had two broken strings on it. She still hasn't changed it, so I'll bring it back and keep it as memorabilia.
Passing on the Maxo legacy.
Definitely.
What else have you got coming up? Obviously, we've got these testing times where things are getting rescheduled, postponed and cancelled, but have you got some still big visions for 2020?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Touring's just taking hold, my plans for that, so put them on hold, but new songs coming all year. So I've got, I think, 4 singles planned for this year, and the next one's coming mid-April, so very excited to get that one out.
And how do you go about writing?
It's all different, hey? Like, sometimes everyone, I guess you'll probably get it too, maybe, like, we all get writer's block, and then sometimes we're just on fire. Whenever I get a chance to sit down, I just try to play around with the guitar, and yeah, something clicks, I just expand on that. It's cool.
Do you like to listen to, say, Mumford & Sons and that to pull inspo, or do you like to kind of really creatively push yourself and try and make it as original as you can to the Maxo sound?
Yeah, definitely try and make it as original as I can, and especially like these days there's so much music out at the moment, like you can pull it from so many sounds and everything gives you ideas here and there. So find an artist that just signed at the mainstream level and like stuff like that, and you're just like, oh, that's cool, and then when you sit down playing the guitar you're like, oh, this is a cool tune, and yeah, just try to bring it back home.
Now, when things at home do get a little bit more back to normality, what do people expect when they come along to a Maxo show?
It's a lot of crowd involvement. It's definitely a fun night. I love getting with the folk sounds, like getting the chants happening and the dances happening. If my mum's at the show, I usually get her on stage, show the dance moves to the crowd.
So is music something that's in your family as well?
Mum just likes to get out and have a party every now and then. But definitely, I'm the only musically talented one in the family. No one else can play an instrument.
It's nice that you got the support of them, though, there, coming to your gigs and that and still being involved.
Yeah, definitely. So I try to get them involved as much as I can.
Awesome, mate. So where else can people get involved with Maxo Music?
All social media and my website. So my website, maxomusic.com. You can check me out on there, or just Maxo Music Official on all Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome, mate. That was a great fun chat. Thanks so much for taking the time out and having a chat to us here at Ozmade.
No worries. Thanks for having me on the show. Hey, it's Maxo here, and this is All My Love.